and the court. Very agile.
Rude did hold, although his break point down, so he's 2-1 in the fourth. Zverev winds himself up and serves. It's blocked back through the middle of the court. Zverev with the inside out forehand. Down the line goes Rune. Rune scampers and lobs that ball and misses the court altogether.
Just to give you an update on our nightly Alex Kurecha watch, he's here.
Is he?
Yeah, he's two boxes down from us. He's currently broadcasting.
Sometimes he's doing selfies. Sometimes he's, doing all sorts of bits and pieces, but he's focused on what's going on. And there's an ace out wide from Zverev.
Alex Kurechapel.
That is the only reason you brought up Kurecha watch, isn't it? So you could say that.
I seldom need an excuse to bring up Alex Kurecha. He is a friend of Radio Roland Garros.
We like to think he's a friend. But as you say, he may have requested to move an extra box down.
It's very possible that he created some kind of buffer state between us and him.
Yeah. Game points. Serve down the tee. Backhand flick. Inside out from Rune. It's game points. Three of them for Zverev. Cross court with the backhand. The slice from Rune. The inside out. And again, it's the slice that's drawing the errors.
Smart play. It's a smart play that Rune and his team, his coach, Patrick Mouratoglou, they will have worked out a game plan against Zverev. Worth noting that Rune does lead the head-to-head. It was best of three in Munich on clay. When he was a teenager, and he won it very comfortably, 6-3, 6-2.
Miss serve out wide. Zverev with a presidential box, a packed presidential box. Behind him, or tribune. It's more than a box. It's very large. Serve down the tee, the off backhand, down the line, into net from Zverev. Didn't expect that coming back as it did.
Now against Talon Griekspoor,
yeah,
Zverev was really troubled by a lot of serve and volley, not giving him any rhythm. And he started to really get quite down on himself. He got angry and really... He only lifted when he was really in some trouble against the Dutchman.
Well, got out of a spot of bother there because he holds. But it is Rune who leads 4-3. And the dad is gesturing to him, saying, well, if you want to change your racket, give me the racket, we'll change your racket. He's going to his bed. Is he changing the racket? He's not changing the racket.
He doesn't seem to be. He's talking a lot about his racket.
And he's still talking to his dad, who's kind of saying, well, if you want to change it, change it. And he has this habit, Zverev, now he's pointing, of staring. Here we go. New racket has arrived. And it's coming in its plastic case. I can only imagine it's going the wards. Here we go. So he wasn't happy. He had made the adjustment up to the box. They got one strung. And the new racket has appeared. There's a thumbs up to Dad. Oh, good old Dad. Knew what his son was going on about, got the racket, and there it is.
Dad to the rescue. And I guess he was saying, well, where is it? Where is it? Is it coming? I keep missing.
Yeah.
I mean, you do sometimes feel with players, obviously, that they are finely tuned exponents of great skill. But you do sometimes think that actually, if you're overhitting, it might be because you're overhitting.
Yeah.
Rackets don't always fix everything.
No, but maybe in his mind now, it will settle things down. Rune waits for Zverev, who's got his new racket. Are they going to be friends? We'll find out. Right, Zverev is there. A new ball is shown to him. Zverev is bouncing on his toes. Rune, this little bundle of Danish energy, serves out wide. Oh, hello. And off the return, it is framed and it hits the side hoardings.
Well, when Zverev is returning on the deuce side, he goes so far into the corner that I actually can't see him from our commentary position.
It's amazing, isn't it? So far out. Ace from Rune.
But he hasn't had a chance to test the racket yet. He was nowhere near that serve.
Serve down the tee and steps back and ball drifts long and Rune edges ahead.
Still can't quite work out who the crowd favour. Maybe they're going to wait and see who wins this first set, make a decision.
Nice and loud and clear. ...37 minutes played. Serve down the tee, the double-handed backhand through the middle. That is very deep off the return from Zverev. Then lofts the forehand deep up the line. And then it's a backhand. Ooh, slightly off with the backhand, in both senses of the word. It was an off backhand and it went a little off.
It was an off-off backhand.
It was an off-off backhand.
Errol from Wolverhampton says, what about Virginia Lemonade?
I quite like that. Oh, the face, Errol, if you saw the face.
Mark sounds says, awful. You... Hello.
Rudy with the forehand up the line.
I come here for validation.
Inside in volley. I meant that she wasn't impressed. That's a great point. And a great hold, and it is 5-3, Holger Rune.
Mark says, Kimiko Date. Date pronounced posh, says Mark in Trinidad. I think I'm very posh, and even I don't call it a date.
A
date.
Yes, but I was at dart. I'd have a dart. Oh, dear. No, you can't. No, you can't have that.
No, honestly,
no,
I mean...
you can't have that. No.
I'm a lady. You don't get any posher than me.
That's very true. 3-5. Zverev serves out wide. But you say scone, not scone. You're a lady, shouldn't you say scone?
No.
Sure.
Scone.
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 Fastest food in the world.
Yes. Scone. Scone.
Oh, that's bad. Zverev is 3 points from losing the first set.
Daniel says, hi guys, cool Roland Garros week two. Any chance we can pivot to vegetables?
Favourite vegetable?
You can come up with vegetable themed players.
Oh dear, Rune just slapped that ball from the back of the court as if he was swatting a fly. So it goes without saying he missed the court altogether and it's 15 all.
Mark G says, I'm late to the evening session. Sorry. We'll let you off this time, Mark. I really need to know which fruit won. It might stop me sleeping.
What is the fruit in the lead at the moment?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Yes.
Pineapples are in the lead.
Oh, that's good news. Well done, people.
With raspberries, mango, which made a late surge. Blueberries are in second place. Raspberry, mango are in third.
30-15. Serve down the tee, hooked back. I think Holger Rune is going to have to serve for this. Game point, Zverev.
Shy says, fruits are too hard. Can we do veggies? Matteo Broccolini. Jessica Arugula.
I love Matteo Broccolini. Missed out wide from Zverev. Wants to ask the question, try and put some pressure on the Rune server if he has to step up and serve for it. Serve out wide. There we go. Still got a game point here. And there it is. That is the point. I think he's happy with the new racket. Rude has a break point for 4-2 in the fourth, leading by 2-1. And very shortly, Olga Rune will be stepping up to serve the first set at 5-4.
Oh, a bit of Blondie. Good work from the DJ. John says, Aslan Karatsev.
Yeah, good. I've heard that before.
I'm enjoying the pivot to vegetables. Taylor Figgs says Antonia. Erica says, can we pivot to candy? There's only so much pivoting we can do.
You know, Eleanor doesn't like a pivot. Whoever suggested that, I mean, I'm just going to say that quite simply. She doesn't like a pivot.
I think you'll find if you've ever watched the very famous episode of Friends, it's a pivot.
Okay.
Other people will get it. They're trying to move a sofa in an episode of Friends, and Ross just keeps shouting, pivot! As they try and move a sofa upstairs.
Right.
It's a popular television show of the 1990s,
yeah,
you may be familiar with.
I watched a little bit, but I never watched a lot of it. 4-2, Rude, and 15, Love. Might be able to, depending when this set ends, catch the end of that, possibly that match. Ruby says, why are we not pivoting to the Fritz match? Well, we've got to focus. We can't be flicking too much. But as I mentioned, depending on what happens here with Rude, we might be able to pivot to Susan Longland to see if Rude can close it out. But it all depends on Rude and if he can serve it out. Double fault.
Now the crowd are starting to get involved, aren't they? Just the flutter of noise starting to move around court Philippe Chatrier. I don't think that's should be interpreted as they don't want Rune to win, or they do want Rune to win, or they don't want Zverev to win, or they do want Zverev to win. I think it's just an expression of tension.
Spinning ball through the middle. Oh dear, just teed off Rune. That ball flew off the racket, flew past the court, and it's Love 30.
Well, not necessarily the right choice of shot at that moment, just really wanting to pull the trigger. And a few signs of nerves from Rune, I think, just talking of tension.
Serve out wide from Rune. Long way back. Zverev has to slide into that back, and it's a high ball. The overhead from Rune is clean, it's clear, and it wins him the point.
And again, the pulling at the close and the walking to the towel box and the adjusting the head, adjusting the cap, not the head. Would take some doing.
Oh, it takes some doing.
But he's forever pulling and yanking and straightening and...
Yeah, he is a little bit, isn't he? 15-30. Serve on the outside edge of the line. Comes forward on a mid-court goal. Swings it inside in. Pops the volley over. Zverev slide as he might. He was never going to reach it. And from Love 30, it is 30-all.
Much better play from Rune there. Had much more clarity of thought, didn't he, about what he was trying to do in that moment. Well, I can see a couple of Danish flags up to our left.
Will they be waving very shortly? Misses out wide. Back he goes. Rude is 5-2 now. Fritz is serving at 2-5 to stay in the match. That match has been going on for 3.5 hours, but with the medical timeout for Fritz, not quite sure what condition he's in, as Rune clips the top of the net off his second serve, going down the tee.
I should also say we've got some German bucket hats up there to our left.
Oh, yeah. Rune serves down the tee on the tee. Has to step back into that forehand. So lofted ball sits up, brought down with the backhand from Zverev, who goes deep and too deep. And he had love 30, Zverev. He looks up to the chair. And Renaud Lichtenstein shows him by how much the ball missed. And we have set point after 47 minutes for the 21-year-old Dane. Served down the tee, it's an ace, and he closes out the first set as we move to Susan Longler, where Casper Ruud is 2 points away on the Fritz serve from booking his place in the quarterfinals and a meeting with Novak Djokovic. Fritz hammers the serve down the tee and misses. I say we haven't been watching it, so we can't tell you exactly the state of play physically that Fritz is in and at. Kicks that serve up. The spinning backhand is in down the line. Backhand cross court. Ruud goes down the line. Fritz switches it cross court. It's been a great season on the clay for Fritz, but Casper Ruud's a different challenge altogether. Up the line goes Fritz. Cross court low over the net goes Ruud. The squash shot from Ruud, but that was great play. Just the extra gear found by Fritz.
Gander yes, the ball almost tongue. Seemed to die on Casper Ruud there. Ball bouncing so low. And Ruud just not able to get to it.
Serve down the tee. Oh, serve's return winner. The spinny forehand left. Fritz stood stock still. And it's match points for former finalist, Geneva winner, Barcelona winner this year, Casper Ruud. It's like a lasso that follow through on the forehand.
All the way around his head.
Match point. Missed down the tee from Taylor Fritz. Second serve. It's a double fault. Such a disappointment for Taylor Fritz. He's played so well on the European clay. He had the medical timeout. He obviously wasn't at his best. But what a great win for Casper Ruud. A good embrace at the net, a good chat between the two.
Il se qualifie pour les quarts de finale, Casper Ruud.
3.5 hours, Casper Ruud, a smile on his face, has made it through and made it back into the quarterfinals where he will face Novak Djokovic. So congratulations to Casper Ruud. We will return at the end of this second set. I think we're going to hear from Daniil Medvedev, who actually lost out today, to get his thoughts. Unless Djokovic is coming to press, we've got Djokovic. We'll obviously prioritise that. As Zverev gets things underway in set two. Zverev, the 1-2 punch coming in off the first serve. Oh, you brought the nuts out early, haven't you?
I'm just remembering that they were there and seeing if they survived the other...
20
the other users of the commentary
you've
box.
You've whipped out the nuts at 20 past 10.
I'm just assessing what the provisions are.
Bag of nuts, a pineapple that's fully dressed, and some cherries.
I got biscuits.
Oh, I see those biscuits. What else have we got around here? Well, there's half a bar of half-eaten chocolate there. That the stash.
Well, you're really spoiling us.
And then there's some dried, slightly stale pretzels over here.
Mr. Reminder, we're in one of the culinary capitals of the world.
But not the culinary commentary box of the world. some things we've had in here. Runa takes that really early with the backhand, pushing Zverev back. It clips top of it. It dribbles over. And no chance for Holger Rune.
Bill says, Matteo Caratini, Holger Mushruna, Corentin Mutato, Flavio.
I like that one.
Corentin Flavio. Caboli flower.
Zverev serves into the body. It's dug out off the backhand. It's off backhand into the corner from Zverev. He'll swivel around and go inside out with the forehand. The backhand scooped up through the middle of the court. The drop shot from Zverev cuts under the ball. Beautifully cuts under the ball. And he holds love. First game. Oh, gosh. Did you see this happening? Alex Krejcik on Susan Longland.
We missed the sprint.
About a minute ago, he was in there. You just pointed him out. That is impressive going. How he does that.
He's very fleet of foot, isn't
he? He's very fleet. We didn't even see him. You thought we'd have heard him run down the corridor because our box is open.
He moves like lightning, isn't he? I wonder if he has a sort of a golf buggy downstairs with the engine running just in case he needs to run off and do an interview.
That is. When I next see him off air, I'm going to have to ask him about this fleet of footness. That's even a thing. Right, Holger Rune, who beat Dan Evans, Flavio Caboliflower, and Joseph Kovalik, make his way to the fourth round. That's Zverev you're hearing. There you go. The off forehand, normally the backhand, you hear him more as he goes cross court the backhand. The slice from Rune, the inside out, in comes Zverev, cushions the volley over, sits up though. Cross court, oh, great reactions. And just that slight hesitation of Rune meant that the point was won for Zverev.
Because he's got that big wingspan and that big stride, he's able to dominate the net. So once he goes in, his coverage is excellent. And on that occasion, it was the anticipation which did the job. Forehand volley just cut in such a way that it was always moving away from Rune.
The Presidential Tribune behind him now. The clock reads 53 minutes. For Zverev, he beat Rafa Nadal in straight sets, David Goffin in straight sets, and then, as Elena touched earlier, the five-setter with Talon Griekspoor. It was a double breakdown. He was 1-4 down in the fifth set, Sasha Zverev.
He was down and out. He really looked lost, and Griekspoor perhaps just slightly got a few nerves on his own service games.
Drop shot, Rune. Oh, that was good. It had to be good. You could hear the scuttling feet of the German.
He was there, wasn't he? It had to be good, and it was too good. I think what's most impressive about Alex Krejcik is he ran all that way in a cardigan.
Yes, he has. He's had that car. We pointed out the cardigan this morning, how he looked in his cardigan. I just still don't know how he went. I think it's very impressive. I think that's very, very... And let's take... Can you put a stopwatch on, see what time he gets back in the box? Let's time him. The backhand through the middle of the court. He's obviously commentating on this match as well, although there's a little bit of silence at the moment. The backhand through the middle of the court. The off forehand from Rune. Rune with a double-handed backhand. The double-handed backhand netted. So Alex Krejcik has left Susan Longland. The timer is on. Stefan, if you see him walk past, can you let us know? And we're going to time his return. And Spanish viewers have just got silence at the moment.
Richard has excelled himself with some fruit and vegetables, by the way.
Has he? Runa, 30-15, love one. Serves out wide. It's floated back inside. Oh, he's missed it. That was loose. Wasn't set up for it, Holger Rune. And he crunched that inside out forehand into the middle of the tram lines.
And that, I think, for Holger Rune is the difference between the level that he's at and the level that he aspires to and the level that he could be at.
It's just a little bit of decision making on court. This can be a victim of his own over eagerness sometimes.
Rune down the tee and misses.
1 minute in, no sign of Kurecha.
I mean, if he'd been that quick,
I wouldn't put it past him.
There would be no explanation. Serve out wide, the forehand roll back in, a thunderbolt of a forehand up the line. It allows Rune to scrabble around and go inside out forehand, then volley, but into the almost a little bit too casual with that final volley. And he finds the net, and Stefan's going outside to have a look left and right to see if he can see Alex Kurecha making his way back into the box. Look, we've got a shot. Can you see anyone running? We have a shot from Susan Longman all the way up to Philippe Chatry on our monitor.
I'm just going to see this little streak flying.
In a cardigan, a streak in a cardigan. How about that? Break point, Zverev. Second game, second set. Rune serves down the tee, slap back through the middle of the court, the forehand, hook cross court onto the service line. Cross court goes Zverev with his forehand. He's laying into the forehand wing. It's a spinny forehand from Rune. Rune spins the forehand up again. It's down the line from Zverev. It's backhand through the middle of the court, still lashings of spin from Rune. He lofts up a high ball. Zverev will let it bounce and hit the forehand deep to the forehand again. Lots of spin on it. Zverev comes in on the backhand. Can he pass him? Yes, he can!
Zverev's been great at the net so far in this match. He really has, but on that occasion, he just came in behind the wrong approach. Wasn't quite deep enough, gave Holger Rune the opportunity to nail that passing shot, and he did just that. A despairing lunge from Alexander Zverev. Nearly 3 minutes in, no sign of Kurecha.
No sign of Kurecha. Juice. Rune. It's a great save on break point. Stefan's gone back outside again.
What happens if Kurecha doesn't come back?
I feel sorry for the viewers in Spain who'd just be listening to balls being struck. Forehand netted, very soft off the serve from Zverev. He knows he should have done better.
He might have a headset and continue to commentate as he's running in his cardigan.
He's probably doing an Instagram live as he makes his way back, explaining the route to get back. If you do see him, you'll have to tell him, Stefan, that we're timing him. We've got the stopwatch on him from coming back. He might come in and join us for a bit.
Just a reminder, we think he may have asked to move one booth down so he wasn't next to us. I'm not sure that this will help shift the perception that we slightly stalk him.
Are we just him? He's here.
He's
can
here.
How many minutes? Can you tell? Can you get him in? It took you, Alex Kurecha,
four minutes.
It's taken you 4 minutes to get from court Susan Longland back here. That is phenomenal.
Thank you. He said he's taken the lift. He hasn't four run up the stairs.
To get from there to here. It's very impressive.
I think round of applause.
Thank you, Alex. Well done.
We'll let you get your breath back.
Well, we suddenly saw you on the screen here and wondered what had happened, so we thought we'd time you coming back. Enjoy. There we go.
He did sound quite puffed.
He did sound
listeners.
Out of breath.
He really did.
And he had to have a conversation with us while he was out of breath.
Two mad women talking to him, and he's just trying to get his breath back.
I think he does think we're officially stalkers now. He's like, oh, I didn't know you were timing me. Inside out forehand, it is juice. The backhand slice to the feet, the slice up from Zverev, and the slice from Rune, and the slice from Zverev, and Rune flattens it. Zverev is there, but the reactions of Rune are stunning. And he raises his fist to the crowd, and he has game point. Remember, he's been break point down.
Fantastic anticipation from Holger Rune there. Zverev just trying to draw him in with a cross-court drop, but Rune reading the play from Zverev, and the last volley that he hit, well, it looked for all the world as if it was going to go out, just had just enough on it to land inside the baseline. Impressive stuff.
Looking to serve and volley, but the serve missed its spot. I still cannot get over how quickly he got back from Susan Longland.
He's like lightning.
But that's ridiculous.
Well, how does he get... Has he even got his own lift? That is the slowest lift in the world. How did he get up so quickly? He didn't run up the stairs.
It's the slice to the feet as Rev, who scoops up the backhand and pushes it deep, and it's netted by Runa. And we continue. Now he's got the headset on and he's commentating once again. That's multitasking for you. Longest game of the match so far, over an hour on the match clock. Runa, some firm bounces of the ball. Roy settles himself and serves out wide. The forehand spins back and the backhand flattened out cross-court. Cross-court goes Rev and cross-court goes Runa, backhand to backhand. The net is found by Rev, who cannot believe it.
It's just about keeping a lid on his frustration. Alexander Zverev. We've just seen a shot of his dad not doing such a good job of keeping a lid on his frustration.
So, can Holger Rune get himself on the board in the second set? Serve down the tee, rolled back in. Rune with the off forehand misses because he got a no-pace ball from Zverev.
We know that you are going to get mistakes off the Rune racket. He does sometimes go for the big, big shot. He wants a showstopper, and so starving him of pace, making him have to create the pace himself, well, that's quite a smart play.
Monique says Alex Corgetta. A deep return from Zverev. It's loose from Runa and it's break point Zverev. Now that got the biggest laugh from Stefan.
Well, that definitely did get the biggest laugh from Stefan. Richard says Banana Novotna. Stan Granny Smith, which is a type of apple. Artichoko Goff. Monica Celery. Might be my favourite. Carrot Saffin.
There's some good ones. Break points, Vera, for two love in the second set. Hour and 3 minutes on the match clock. Serve out wide. The backhand cross court inside in from Runa. Forehand cross court from Zverev. Zverev with his big forehand flattening it out. Zverev still on the forehand side. He lofts that ball up and it's a lofted backhand spin on it. He brings it down with a heavy forehand. Cross court goes Runa. Back goes Zverev. Down the line goes the German. The Dane goes cross court and lofts the ball up again. He flats out the backhand the Dane now. Backhand down the line. There's the backhand you have to be wary of. He allowed Zverev to strike. Strike he did. He's got the break. And he leads by two games to love.
And Zverev, rather than celebrating, is actually still berating himself. Perhaps he's saying, well, why weren't you doing that sooner? Against Runa. Do keep your tweets and emails coming. We've had some absolute crackers in the fruits and vegetables with the tennis player theme. Theo says, squash at Zverev. Delia says, Andy Mulberry.
That's a good one. I like that.
Bill says, Sebastian Gorda. Carlos Alcaraz. Pat Ruff to turn it. Harder to say.
Yeah, no, not sure about that one. Backhand volley. Oh, just finds a sliver of the sideline room as he approaches the backhand volley.
Poor Ruth has been stuck in hospital since Tuesday evening. She said, it's worse than that. We've been keeping her sane. I mean, I worry if we're your only thread between safe sanity and insanity.
Well, I hope you get better soon.
I very much.
Drops over from Runa. It's picked up from Zverev. The backhand cross court from the Dane is a beauty. And he opens up a little window here at Love 30 on the Zverev serve.
Well, I think
Ruth's feeling well enough to come up with an absolute cracker. Oranje Sanchez Vicario.
Yeah, Chris, a friend of mine, has said, I've not been listening long, but I'm assuming someone has already done Olga Prune. We've had that, haven't we? That was one
that
of
was
our
me.
First. Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sorry, because I wasn't listening to Eleanor, but we have had it.
Yeah, thanks.
Love 30. Serve down the tee, blocked back by Runa. The forehand into the corner. He tried to go for the pass for Zverev, but he wasn't set or balanced, and Zverev is on the scoreboard. I did like Monica Seleri.
I like
What's
Monica
the one you
Celery.
Laughed at, Stefan? What does Stefan laugh at?
Alex Courgetta.
Alex. There he goes.
Two laughs.
Poor old Alex Courgetta is still getting his breath back. 15-30. Serve down the tee. Snap back and into the net. If you are just joining us, Casper Ruud a short while ago went through against Taylor Fritz in four sets. So both my picks for their titles are still in. Actually, only Sophie's lost someone, hasn't she? Svitolina. Is that the
yes,
only person who's
that's
lost
right, yes.
Oh, it's getting interesting now, though, as we start to get these matchups in the quarterfinals. 30 all from love 30. Zverev serves out wide. Let's go from Zverev as he brings up game point. Game point, Runa swaying in time with the bouncing of the ball, actually. Now he's up on his toes. The first serve is netted, looking to come in off the first serve. Zverev, who swivels around and heads back, 27 years of age now. Sasha Zverev, fourth best player in the world right now. Serve down the tee, crunches back to his feet, off his shoelaces. It's long and it's juice.
Yeah, Runa does sway in time with the rhythm that yeah. Alex Zverev uses as he bounces the ball. I'm sure it's not choreographed, but it does look like it.
Serve down the tee, stretch on the backhand, mid-court ball, forehand down the line. Zverev got back into position, but he didn't need to be because the point was won. Oh, now that's disappointing, isn't it?
That was a very...
That was awful.
That was almost anemic, that little...
That was...
Olé-ish, kind of, maybe.
And it's a full house. Deary me. That's kind of a... What is that? That's a Monday night, one of those, isn't it?
Well, as we've been saying, I'm not sure the crowd's picked a winner. There are certainly pockets of Runa fans. We've seen some Danish flags. There are certainly some German fans in here. But
still Olé, whoever you're supporting.
Yes, but I'm not sure that... It's not like, you know, the other atmosphere we had with Mute the other evening or other players that we've seen in the night session. People are just watching and absorbing and waiting to see how this turns out. They're not necessarily participating.
Well, that's a let's go from Sasha Zverev. In 20 minutes, he's raced to a 3-love lead. We're going to hear from Daniil Medvedev at the end of the set. Stefan, don't worry. He's about to press the button. Unless Novak Djokovic. Have we got no time for Novak Djokovic yet? No, still no time, no press conference, but we will get that for you when he comes in.
Magnus says James Blakebury. Johnny says Aubergini Boucher. I think you mean Bouchard.
I was going to say, why did you call it Boucher?
Oh, because Johnny did. I was just reading. Can we do bilingual ones, says Ruby? I mean, first we're pivoting, then we're going bilingual.
I think that I thought you weren't allowed subsections. You no. seem to be allowing lots of subsections. You've allowed vegetables to come in.
I have, but I think it's been for the benefit of the broadcast that vegetables have been allowed. Sarah says, have we had marrow sapping?
No,
we have not.
Djokovic Djokovic also today won his 370th Grand Slam match win. It's a record. He moves ahead of Roger Federer by one. He moves ahead of Nadal by a few. More records being set.
We've had Ugo Cucumberta.
No, we haven't.
We have now.
Backhand cross court from Rune inside the baseline. Inside in goes Rune, very aggressive point. Thunders off the top of the tape. Serve into the centre of the box, and the off forehand by Zverev, and the backhand double hand across court from Rune. Rune with the forehand through the middle of the court, the forehand up the line from Zverev, and Zverev slides into that forehand up line, and then cross court. Oh, that ball sits up a little bit short. Backhand cross court from Zverev, hour and 12 minutes. Backhand down the line, squash shot from Rune, does not clear the net, and it's 15 all.
And you can just feel the momentum shift, can't you? Zverev's body language, quite a lot more positive. Rune, it's quite hard to judge because he's busy and twitchy and moving around constantly, whether he's in the lead or whether he's behind.
Look at a serve and volley. Cushions the volley over. Here comes Zverev, sticks it up and dealt with very easily by Rune.
Two very good volleys from the Dane. Not a bad ploy to take the net away from Zverev because he has been very, very dominant there. That was a bit better crowd, but honestly, we know you can do better. LA-ish, maybe, kind of.
Little muttering from both of them at different times. I think the thing is, it hasn't really sparked into life yet. And I think that's what the crowd, and that's when they'll start to take a side, whether it's the hero or the villain side. They're waiting for it. They're just lacking a little bit of a spark. It's quite sort of businesslike from both. Game points from Rune to get his first game, the second set on the ball, but not quite yet, because Zverev goes back behind.
Monique says, Felix Aubergine Aliassime. Actually works better in French.
Say it again.
Felix Aubergine Aliassime.
Yeah, I quite like that. Game point. Serve down the tee. Forehand cut short by Zverev. Zverev opens the forehand and goes centre of the court. The backhand swung cross court. I mean, Zverev's having to slide from side to side. The half volley. Oh, but it's a lovely dipping ball from Zverev to the feet. And Rune really under pressure now. We level things up here at Juice. Remember, he's already a breakdown. Serve down the tee. The backhand's in play. The backhand from Zverev scoops it up. The halfway off the shoelace from Rune. The lob is up. The lob is perfect. And it is break point for a double break for Sasha Zverev.
That all almost seemed to happen in slow motion, didn't it? Zverev had so much time to find the lob, to make the lob. He was given a mid-court ball by Rune. He'd come to the net, but didn't seem to quite remember what he was supposed to do when he got there. And the lob sailed over his head and it was well in.
Hour and 15 minutes. Break point Zverev for four love and he's got a second serve to look at. He'll start to lick his lips. Still stands a long way back, lifts up the front of the shirt as he always does and drops it. Rune with the pressure on the second serve. It's a deep second serve. The backhand's in place. Zverev's back in the middle. Zverev squash shots the ball, but good play and good use of the court.
Rune just gesturing to his team. He sort of did almost a face-washing motion with his hand over his face, as if to say, I probably should have just taken the towel before that point.
It may be that he and his team have worked on ways to slow him down because he does move quite frenetically.
Serve out wide, back to his shoelace. Oh, he came back to his shoelaces. Rune does not move his feet. The consequences is the forehand is lofted and long. And another opportunity for Sasha Zverev to go two up as Patrick Mouratoglou, coach, he's sitting in the row in front of mum, just pumps his fists and motions him to stay calm. Still everything's okay. Might not be in a second, though. Backhand for Rune across court to the backhand down the line from Zverev. The forehand back up the line. Zverev held his place, goes backhand. The volley from Rune. Can Zverev pass him? The yes, he can, because the volley is netted by Rune. And that is a double break and a four-love lead for Sasha Zverev. As Rune starts to look to his box and sort of point his fingers to the side of his head. But it's Zverev who's in control as he prowls around the back of the court. Double break and a four-love lead.
They're looking increasingly comfortable. Sasha Zverev and Holger Rune are very much looking the opposite. As you were saying, he's just starting to show signs of frustration and irritation with himself as much as anything else. I think he knows that there are times where he hasn't chosen the right shot, and maybe that's why he's indicating to his head, as if to say, think more clearly, make better decisions.
Johnny has said Stefan Eggplant.
Good, good work.
That got a laugh from Stefan and just a good work from Eleanor. So you can take that as you wish.
Cheryl says, slow Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, I like that. Love 15. Looking for a consolidation of five love leads. Zverev needs a big serve. It's a big serve. Kicks up, drifts over middle of the court. Forehand into the corner. Too hot to handle for the Dane. And that is 15 all.
Mark says, how about Yvonne Gooseberry Gong? Mark was also the author of Kimiko Date.
And a friend of mine, Chris, how about this one? Nectarina Sabalenka. Oh, Chris, on the laughing meter, that did well.
And that got Stefan and me.
And Ellen is still going. Oh, that's gone top. Has that gone top?
It might have gone top.
Oh, wow, Chris, it's gone top. Good service return from winner. Returned on the feet of Zverev. Nothing that German could do about that. So he's opened up a little slither of an opportunity at 15:30. All are 15:30. Serve out wide, backhand through the middle of the court, the forehand whipped into the corner, the squash shot from Rune, the pickup from Zverev. I don't think he expected it to come back. And Rune has break back points to try and get one of the breaks back in this second set after winning the first set by 6-4. Shot clock's on 6 as it disappears and he serves out wide. It's slapped back long from Rune. Good serving from Zverev. First break point saved.
Not sure why there's booing. Whether it's the amount of time taken between serves, or whether it's just the desire to start getting involved in this match.
Yeah, I think it's that, isn't it? There just hasn't been that spark. Serve down the tee, through the middle of the court. It's been sort of business-like from both, really. Forehand up the line, backhand cross-court, the drop shot. Oh, Zverev got himself into a pickle. He came forward, and then he went back, and then he lobs Rune, and he misses the court. It was sort of 6s and 7s, and Rune has got one of the breaks back. And it is now 4-1 that Zverev leads in this second set. We're waiting for someone to get annoyed with themselves, the opponent, the crowd, the umpire, and then I think the crowd will decide who they are going to support.
They're itching, aren't they? Itching to get involved. Do keep your fruits and vegetables, tennis players, coming.
Well, Marcus said, shouldn't you be coaching Daniela Handzukova tonight? She was discussing how much she needed you on another channel earlier. She was on the BBC earlier, popped in to say hello to her because I saw her in there. And She was telling everyone the fact that I've been rehired as her coach. She's in the Legends next week, doubles and mixed. And, I'd been fired. So I thought I'd had my leave, but I've been rehired.
Despite your 100% record?
Which is why I wanted, I was happy to be fired, you know, played 1-1-1. But the problem is she does train very early. I'm talking 7 o'clock-ish early. I don't think she needs me for that.
No.
So, yes, I'll send her a voice note on my walk home with a little pep talk for the morning. And sorry, that wasn't to do with vegetables or fruit. So how about I leave you with Magnus and Dominic time?
Very good.
I got a good laugh, Magnus.
That was good.
Well done.
That was good.
Stefan didn't laugh. If you get both laughing, I mean, that's like Chris did, that's like bullseye. Serve out wide from Rune. He comes forward off the forehand. Ooh. Hello. He was nearly passed by Zverev.
Theo says, what about Pear, Oogs, Pear, Pear? Pear, he's spelled P-E-A-R.
Pear, Oogs, Pear, Pear.
I think he should have just gone Pear, Oogs, Her, Bear, and he still would have got it.
Pear, Oogs, Pear, Pear. No, I don't like that.
I like that you keep saying it, though.
I was trying to figure it out.
I think he's overreached. Theo, you've done very well, but you've slightly overreached.
10:51. The serve kicks up the backhand cross court from Zverev. Zverev with his backhand scooped up cross court. Backhand up the line from Rune. Rune with his forehand snaps it cross court. Misses. Actually misses by quite a way.
Caroline says, how about Billy Aubergine King?
That's quite good.
Very good, Caroline.
Stefan laughed. And Eleanor didn't. If you get all three of us laughing. Rune gets to 4 on the shot clock. Got 25 seconds to get the first serve away. Then he goes drop shot. In comes Zverev. Ooh, well played. Good disguise. There's a little group of Zverev fans. Alexander Zverev, known as Sasha. And we have Alexander Zverev Senior in the box. His dad, Misha, is in there. Misha, who, when he stopped playing, pretty much went straight into coaching. I like to keep it as a family affair. It was really the mum and the dad. And then the mum just took a little bit of a step back from actually being on the court and coaching, although she's played a big part in how he plays his tennis today. And Misha stepped up alongside dad.
He's done a little bit of TV work, Misha, as well, hasn't he, for
Eurosport.
Eurosport?
Yeah. It's very good on TV, actually, Misha. Ooh, back behind. The call doesn't come. Zverev says, are you crazy? So we have a look at the mark. Rene Lichtenstein says, yeah, it did miss. And Rune wasn't even getting involved, and he turns away because I think he knew that was going to be the outcome, as Zverev just sort of manically smiles.
So Andy
break
Murray
point
is
for 5-1. Sorry,
Andy Murray is watching this, and he's tweeted. It doesn't sound like he's a huge fan of the umpire's head cam.
Oh, serve down the tee. The forehand spins in. Remember, this is break point for 5-1 to serve. And into net comes Rooney. He drops the ball short. Oh, that was a gift, an absolute gift. Felt like a bit of a brain freeze from Rooney, because Zverev closes it out 5-1, and he is now going to serve. With new balls being distributed. So Rune's got a new racket, and Zverev's getting rid of the one that was delivered to him, and he'll crack out another one, and he'll be serving to split sets.
We've seen that a few times, haven't we, with Rune. I think he knows that it's a good tactic to take the net away from Zverev, but sometimes he seems to get there and just not quite understand what he needs to do when he gets there. So the thought is there, the execution not so much. He's not that comfortable.
Camembert nori.
Good. I mean, it's neither a fruit nor a vegetable.
It's high on the Stefan.
It's high on the
laugh
Stefan
monitor, though.
That's true.
Well done. Mats Willavender. Is that meant to be lavender? Look at me. I didn't make it as Magnus. Mats. We're lavender.
Lavender makes it sound slightly better.
But still not correct. Forehand, teed off, on the run. Gets the first point of game number seven.
I mean, that's much better from Holger Rune. And that will get the blood going. And that will also get the crowd glowing, I think. We haven't seen glowing and going. We haven't seen much showboating tennis, have we, from either of them?
It's businesslike.
It's very businesslike. I think they're both anxious not to give the other one too much rhythm. So actually, it's been quite stop and start.
Zverev comes forward, hammers the high forehand away. We're going to be hearing from Daniil Medvedev at the end of this first set. He lost today to Alex de Minaur. So I can't imagine being too complimentary about the clay, but let's have a listen, see what we find out.
Novak Djokovic is taking a long time to come into press. Not a surprise.
Don't blame him.
He's not always the quickest. And also just the recovery process. He was on the bike straight after the match, and then he'll have to go through, obviously, physio to check out what the issue is, but also full massage, probably an ice bath, every single measure taken to try and allow his body to recover. I think he'll have a very quiet day tomorrow, very restful after those 10 sets.
Oh, my word. Drop shot, Rune. Zverev comes forward, scoops up. It rolls along the top of the tape, gives a little wink to Holger Rune, and then drops down the Dane side.
Yes, it was like a tightrope walker there, wasn't it? Just rolling along. Shall I go this side? Shall I go the other side? Am I Danish? Am I German?
Turned out it was German. 2 points from the set, Sasha Zverev. That would split the sets. Ace. Set points after an hour and 27 minutes. 10:56 in the evening. Serve out wide, block back. Zverev winds up his forehand, goes back to the forehand of Rune. The volley is into the net from Zverev. Great take from the Dane. Not done just yet. Zverev paces and prowls and walks around those little sort of circles of his, lifts up the front of the shirt and drops it, starts the bouncing of the ball. Swaying in time to the bouncing of the ball is Rune. Serve down the tee. There it is. There is the second set. Grand staff come on to sweep the clay. Nearly an hour and a half of play. It's a 6-1 second set for Sasha Zverev. And while they take a break and take a breather and the court gets reset, let's hear from Daniil Medvedev speaking in press after losing to Alex de Minaur in the fourth round earlier today.
Tough luck today. Can you explain if there was any physical issues kind of behind that loss?
No, not at all. I had a blister. Well, it didn't help me to call the physio, but I had a blister that got a little irritated, so needed to take care of it. No, Alex played better. To be honest, I'm not really... Like, I'm disappointed to lose, but I don't have anything to tell myself in a tough way, like I was not, I don't know, good attitude today or I was not fighting till then. I did all of this. He played better. My best was not enough today. So looking forward to next ones.
Daniil, can I ask where you think that de Minaur has improved in his game? Is he a different player to the one you played even last year in the US Open?
It depends, because today he played, in my opinion, probably the best match we played. It's a different surface, but even like I watched his matches on clay this year to try to see which tactic to play, etc. I didn't see him play like this. He was missing more. He was serving. The serve today was he was serving better than most of guys I played on clay. So that was surprising. So the question is, today he improved like big time in every aspect. Then it comes to the point where we know that Alex can beat anyone. And I think he did already beat Novak, everyone, I don't know, Rafa. But then it's a question of whether you're ready to do it week in, week out and become one in the world, two in the world, three in the world. He's close there, so he's a top player. And then it's a question what he does in quarters, if he plays the same like he played today or no. Let's see.
Now that you're out, who do you think is going to win the tournament?
Well, very, very tough to say, but, well, you know, I always think predictions are a little bit disrespectful because when you say someone, it's like you're a bit underestimating the other guy.